Hi guys, it is Cherry, and this is going to be my first post on Gone Wild Audio. I'm a little shy, so I just kind of decided to do a questionnaire, and this is the Barrett For Us All questionnaire, GWA style. It was posted by 8 Seal, but actually was originally posted by someone else, and I am just going to do this so you guys can get to know me a little better. So here we go. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am a female. I was born a female, and I consider myself straight, but I wouldn't mind dabbling a little bit, if you know what I mean. Number two, what gets you turned on? There are so many things. I have a very, very weak spot for voices, and that's partly why I'm on this site. But I also am a sub, so I like dominance, and I'm a masochist, so I really like pain as well. And those are just a few of the things. Number three, what is the characteristic that defines you, your sexuality? I am a little, I guess, in the BDSM community, so a lot of people say I'm really innocent, and I'm not really sure how to answer this question, but I guess it kind of defines me because I am a virgin, so we'll see how that goes later on. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? And guys, like, I have a serious problem with oral. I love oral. I have an oral fixation. I always have to have something in my mouth, and I just love having a dick in my mouth. So there's that, and I probably will get a tongue ring soon. So, number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? If you have like a really nice voice, like, there are some things that just make me a complete puddle of just messiness that can't even deal. And like, voices are definitely a weak spot for me. I also like tall guys and ones that just have a natural dominance, like, in regular life. That's just really nice. I also have a really, really soft spot for older guys. So there's that. Number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I don't know, because I'm a virgin, but I guess one would be just being bent over a desk or a chair. I love things of that nature, like office play and doctor play and getting hit with a whip. That's always really fun. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? Okay, well, we're gonna go through how I prepare myself. I take a uber hot shower, uber hot, and I shave every part of my freaking body. I don't like hair that much. Like, usually it's at a low point, or it's completely off, or it's trimmed, but I love, love, love shaving and making my skin all nice and smooth. I do a body scrub, and then I like lotion my body and just make myself smell good. I like to do my nails sometimes. And I don't know what my favorite color is. I've been told I look really good in black. But I've also been told I've been really good in white because of the contrast on my skin. So, we'll see. But I don't know. Right now I'm partial to black, so. Number eight, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Tom Hiddleston. Can we just take a moment? He's amazing, and his voice is just all around. Whether he's playing Loki or anything, he's just such a nice person. So, number nine, who turns you on the most in your life? I kind of have a girl crush right now, so. She's a good friend of mine, and she's just gorgeous and amazing. Number 10. what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Really depends on how I feel. If I'm in little mode, then it's like good girl or sweetheart or something of that nature. I'm not really fond of being called baby. Babe, I can take, but I don't like baby that much. And if I'm kind of in my adult mood, I like being called like rougher names and like slut and whore and everything of that nature. So that's, I have a really wide spectrum. There aren't really any names that I hate particularly. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Well, I don't have a gag reflex, so I guess that's really good. I'm actually a gymnastic, so I'm already super flexible. I guess would be able to take anal, because I'm still really shy on that one. I've not done that one, and it just seems like it hurts, and I'm scared of it. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA, I think, on literotica.com. I was actually scanning through my old profile there, and I kind of just came here, and I was amazed, and I was so sad that I hadn't found something like this before, because I have been looking for something like this forever. And I start posting just because I like talking and I like doing stuff like this. It's just fun, and I am kind of like an actress, so there's that, and I want to kind of help my skills a little bit. And what is your dirtiest fantasy? Ooh, good question. I am into much darker play than a lot of people are. Like, rape play and non-con and fear play and just stuff like that. Things that make people typically scared. Number 14, what is the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. I'm a virgin, so we're just gonna skip that question. Number 15, what's your favorite part of your body and why? I've been told I have a really nice ass, so there's that. And I love my butt. It's really helped me a lot, and it just is amazing, and I get so many compliments on it. And I like my butt too, so you know. I also like my skin tone because it's really dark and chocolatey and smooth, and that's just really nice. So, that's actually all the questions. So, I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for staying with me if you listen to the whole thing. Bye!